Ken Key, Green Ivy.
Are you bullish, Ken?
He's obviously got good form for that race. Trained on well, so hopefully can get down the way today.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
What we're going to have to do, this is the genius of asking Dino for a bit of mail, is we might have to run Dino's tip into Kenny's tip. So race four, number two, Green Ivy.
Green Ivy in a few strides went up to them and put it beyond any doubt.
Into Dino's tip, Rue Bridges.
Jai McNeil riding her hard down to the line, looking for three. He's going to get it with Rue Bridges.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Unprecedented scenes yesterday in the early mail. Unprecedented scenes.
We've had a lot of unprecedented scenes
lately.
It's
been a year from heaven for the early mail fans. That's what it has been. Dino gave us a little bit of love yesterday as we were talking about the Swan Hill Carnival. I just prodded him.
Spontaneous.
I probed him for something yesterday at Maui. And lo and behold, he produced. And Kenny Keyes had the $1.20 favourite in race four. And we just put them together because that's what we do. And we created history again.
Well, we did. Now, I can tell you that the government supervisors have met last night because we need to seek clarification as to whether he qualifies for the gala dinner. Because
Dino,
to give a spontaneous tip like that just off the cuff and for it to salute, that's, you know, that falls into that category of, you know, open for selection. But he's not a trainer. But he was a trainer. He did have his license some time ago.
That qualifies.
So that's gone into the mix. The government supervisors, their meeting adjourned. They're seeking just a bit more information on things before we work out whether he's qualified. The suggestion was he could potentially be an associate member.
If he's had a training license before, he fits the bill.
Well, I'm not sure.
I'm very happy. I'll be having my say with the supervisors as they have a meeting about this.
The danger is the precedent that Dino set, because we've got quite a fair bit of correspondence asking whether Dino could give a daily tip.
No, it's a special occasion only, which it was yesterday with the launch of the Swan Hill Carnival. But also means we've got a lot to get through before we get to the 7 o'clock news too. We're racing at a Ballarat today, please, Adam.
We are. Dylan O'Neill is the track manager and he joins us. Dylan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well. Now, I'm thinking you might be cold this morning. There may have been a frost type activity at Ballarat this morning.
So it's quite crisp here this morning. Yeah, we've just got a light frost. Very heavy dew and the frost is just sort of coming through now. So that means it's going to be a fine day, though. So any time the sun comes out in Ballarat, we're blessed.
Yeah, I think it's going to get to about 21 degrees today. What's the track information for us?
Okay, we're starting off on a soft six this morning. Penetrometer was 5.69, so the track is improving. Possible upgrade during the day, or just with the heavy dew, I just thought it might soften up a bit. We had a horse gallop this morning and didn't mark the track too much, so clean cover of grass and the rail in true position.
Terrific. Good luck today, and we'll catch you again soon.
No worries. Thank you.
Good stuff, Dylan O'Neill, the Ballarat track manager. Let's get to George Osborne. He's got a couple for us today at the rack. Good morning, George.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
We are going very well, thank you. Appreciate your time. You got two for us today. Race in the first two, so you get in, get out. Get the cash and run. I like this.
Yeah, thank goodness for that.
I like it. Race one, number five, Bella, is in the maiden over the 1,000 metres. First up today. Now, last campaign ended in December. What have you been doing since then, George?
Oh, I haven't been doing much at all. I've been going down the beach and... what do you think I've been doing?
Not you, the horse.
She's actually been a bit unlucky in a couple of runs, and she does come to hand very quickly. And I had two horses come from the same owner, and at the time that they came in a couple of seasons ago, there was no doubt she was the best one. Well, the other one's now won four races and over $100,000. This one hasn't won a race yet, so she needs to turn it around. And I think first up is probably her best run every preparation, so I'm looking for a good run today.
Righto, 460 at tab.com.au for Bella. Then you've got race two, number 11, Uptown Lola, who has been sort of off the mark a little bit. Had a good run at Sandown, Moonee Valley after a win at Cotton. Then the last two at Sandown and Benalla have been off the mark a bit. Can we improve today?
Yeah, we really can improve. I don't know. The last start, just nothing went right. It was just chaos, though, but they went like scalded cats and she needs to be on the speed and it just didn't work out. And we went into the race pretty confident. She came from a jump out that was fantastic, and we thought we were going to the right race, and it was no good. So she's pulled up good. Her work's been good. She's trotted off the track brilliant this morning, and looks really good. So I'd expect that she'll run a better race. It's obviously a step up in class on the back of a bad run, but it's her grade, it's her sex, and I think she'll run a much better race than the odds she is at the moment.
Well, she's currently $41 in the fixed markets.
Whether she can beat some of these, I don't know, but I'm sure she can beat half of them. I'm sure she'll finish in the first half of the field, but I just got to put the pen through this last start and see what happens to her.
So what would you do with my dollar today, George?
I'd put it on the first one and hope that we finally get a result with the horse that's probably deserved of it.
Righto, that is race one, number five, Bella, today at Ballarat. We appreciate your time, George. Good luck. Get the cash and run.
Thanks, guys. I'll be running. Bye-bye.
He'll be running. $4.60 early markets for Bella at tab.com.au. It's Wednesday.
And if that wins, then maybe just a little bit of interest in that.
Oh, maybe just a little bit of on the second one. Race 2, number 11, Uptown Lola, if you don't mind. Let's find out what George has for us today. The People's Champ is back again on a Wednesday for another quaddy exhibition. Morning. Morning, George.
Morning, Daniel.
Nice to have you with us.
Yeah, how's the team going? Good?
The team is rock solid today. We're rock solid. We got through yesterday, and Sherelle's just pepped things up for us today. We're on fire.
That's beautiful. That's how it should be.
I like that a lot. Yeah. Now, you said you to me sound, today, George, sound like you're all business.
I'm always business, but the trouble is some of my horses are scratched. Like last Friday, Fastnet Tempest, I was scratching. It was going to Adelaide and won a Group 3 there. So it's very hard under those conditions.
Well, I know what you've done today. You've got up, you've gone to 7-Eleven.
I did go to 7-Eleven.
It was a good call.
I had a bit more time to study and... hopefully we can come up with the goods. That's all I can say.
Righto. Well, let's get those goods out of here. What do you got for us?
All right. I'm just going to give you the numbers, and you can work it out from there.
Okay.
First leg, 4 and 6.
4 and 6 in the first leg today at the rate.
Second leg, 7 and 10.
7 and 10, number 2.
Third leg, 7 and 12.
7 and 12 in the third leg.
And the lucky last, 1 and 4.
1 and 4. That's a $16 quaddy, so I'm only getting 50% for my $8, George.
50% is still good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
And hopefully the listeners will get something.
That's what we're after. George, we appreciate your time.
I'm doing my best, and that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to win, but I'm doing my best.
George, we're still playing with their money, mate. It's all right.
Oh, well, how much longer are you going to play with their money? You want something...
until it runs out, George.
I want something that pays about $1,000 so the listeners can, really enjoy.
Well, if you get the $1,000, you are hosting and the guest of honour at the gala dinner at the end of the year.
Daniel, have a wonderful day, and I'll catch up with you on Friday.
Good on you, George. Nice that you're winding me up for a change. That's good stuff. George, yeah, midweek quaddy man. Anyway, got to go, idiot. Get off. That's what he's saying to me. That's what he's just said to me, effectively. Well done, George. 4 and 6 from 7 and 10, from 7 and 12, from 1 and 4. Today's George Quaddy at Ballarat. News time, 7 o'clock. Johnny Bowden with the latest. Taylor Adams from the Pies to join us after this.